Blog Talk Radio.
They can hear you from here.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You want to act him?
It's just us, hon.
They're not no 8, honey.
Hello?
They be 12.
Hi. It's just you and us.
Okay. How was your day?
Yeah, relaxing.
What'd you do?
Just organizing Toya Kia's closet, the grand Kia's closet. Hey.
Mm-hmm. You made it back home?
Yeah, I might go back. We got 2 Lowe's to go through. Just want to get all the clothes that's going to Goodwill and the socks made it. But other than that, that's about it. Just trying to get ready for school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
okay, you want me to pick up reading in 18?
Yes, hold on a second. My computer actually faded it. Auntie Betty?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Daniel, that's you?
Good, man. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good evening.
Yeah, I got to give him another one. I'm starting to act up real bad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, we have Auntie Janet.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Okay, Loretta, you can start.
Okay, I'm picking up. I'm sorry.
We have Auntie Carrie.
Yes.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good,
good
hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Auntie Don.
Yes.
Oh, full house. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Praise God. Okay, I'll pick up reading in Numbers 18, and God is talking to Aaron. And it goes on to say, the Lord gave these further instructions to Aaron. I have given the priests all the gifts which were brought to the Lord by the people. All of these offerings represented to the Lord by the gesture of waving them before the altar belongs to you and your sons by permanent law. The grain offering, the sin, and the guilt offerings are yours, except for the sample presented to the Lord by burning upon the altar. All these are almost holy offerings. They are to be eaten only in the most holy place and only by males. All other gifts presented to me by the gesture waving them before the altar are for you and your family, sons and daughters alike. For all the members of your family may eat these unless anyone is ceremonial impure at the time. Yours also are the first of the harvest gift the people brings as offering to the Lord. The best of the olive oil, the wine, the grain, and every other crop. Your family may eat these unless they are ceremonial defiled at the time. So everything that is dedicated to the Lord shall be yours, including the firstborn sons of the people of Israel and the firstborn of their animals. However, you may never accept the firstborn son nor the firstborn of any animals that I do not permit for food. Instead, there must be a payment of $2.50 made for each firstborn child. It is to be brought when he is 1 month old. However, the firstborn of the cows, sheep, goats may not be brought back. They must be sacrificed to the Lord. Their blood is to be sprinkled upon the altar, and their fat shall be burned as a fire offering. It is very pleasing to the Lord. The meat of these animals shall be yours, including the breast and the right thigh that are presented to the Lord by the justice of the wavering before the altar. Yes, I have given you all of these wavering offerings brought by the people of Israel to the Lord. They are for you and your family as food. This is a permanent contract between the Lord and you and your descendants. Amen.
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 Loretta, we don't have any new callers. You want to go ahead and start us off?
You sure? I see 0768.
I didn't see it. Hold on. Oh, Auntie Marie. Auntie
yes.
Marie?
Yes.
Good evening.
Yeah,
how do you do? Full house. You want to do a final roll call, and then I'll go ahead and get started.
Okay, we have Mom, Hubert, myself, yourself, Auntie Betty, Daniel, Auntie Janet, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, and Auntie Marie.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us and bless the prayer line. Everyone bow their head, please.
We can be in touch with God at any time. Dear loving God, as we pray for those who seek prayer, we also pray for ourselves, knowing that you will receive and answer even the humblest prayer. Thank you for helping us to be a part of your kingdom's work by serving those in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, let's go ahead and get started. Go ahead and start with Auntie Betty.
Yes, I'm coming out to Psalm 90. It says, a prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountain was brought forth, or even thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou hast turned man to destruction and saying, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carried them away as a flood. They are asleep, and in the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquity before thee, our secret sin in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath, and we spend our year as a tale that is told. The day of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they are forced go yell. Yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knows the power of thy anger? Even according to the fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servant. O sanctify us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein we have afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto the servant, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hand. Yea, the work of our hand establish thou it. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Psalms 90. Next we'll have Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming to you out of Matthew 3:11-17. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I'm not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor. Gather his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. Yeah. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, we'll go to Daniel. And welcome back. Are you still there, Daniel? Daniel. Is anybody there?
Called in.
Okay, well, we'll come back to Daniel. Auntie Janet, do you have any words you'd like to share today?
Yes, I would like to share from 31 Days of Prayer. Pray for all who are suffering. Father, rejoice in you as the Father of deep empathy, who comforts and encourages us. We need this so often, and so do millions of others and your family outside. How little we really feel the wretched sorrow and helplessness of people as you do. Stir up our hearts, Lord, in new ways. Make us and all your children of your love and compassion, spending ourselves in both prayer and action for those who are suffering. Lord, help those who are suffering again and meet their needs. Physical, financial, emotional, spiritual. through their pain or loss, trouble, make them aware of how much they need you. Then draw them to you as their Savior and Shepherd and their Lord. Comfort them in their anguish, their pain, their depression, and their despair. Lord, deliver them. We pray especially for your people who are going through intense persecution, torture, imprisonment. Help them, dear Father. Help them and their family to lean hard on you and give them supernatural strength. Protect them, cherish them, and uphold them. Provide for the ever need. Make your presence unspeakable still to them. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise for allowing us to bring this petition before you. We trust you that this is done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
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 Praise God.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet, and welcome back as well. Glad to have you.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All righty. We'll try Daniel again. Are you there, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm just dealing with a regular phone. All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I just want to say hello to everybody. God bless everybody. And I'm just going to listen to everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you for that, Daniel. Next we have Mom.
Okay. I'm coming out of Acts 1:1-11, and it's that we have been called by God. You started to say something?
Mm-hmm. You're fading out.
As Christian, you hear me now?
That's better.
We have been called by God, commissioned by Jesus Christ, and enabled by the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill our individual mission with courage, boldness, confidence, and insight. We have to be done with lesser things, for we have been given the power to serve the King of Kings. The Holy Spirit directs our path toward the mission to be accomplished, and the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to develop the skill and behavior of achieving our goal. Even when our personal circumstances limit our ability to see beyond the immediate situation, the power of the Holy Spirit enables us to envision and to focus on greater service in God's kingdom. And prayer said, Lord, empower me to see beyond my personal circumstances, that I may be an effective witness to you today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All righty. Thank you for that reading, Mom. Next we have Auntie Carrie. Auntie Carrie?
Is she here? Can y'all hear?
Oh, it's not a suggestion.
Can
y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The call is not a suggestion. It is a commandment to Jeremiah by the application. It is a commandment to all believers. Cry out to him in your time of need, which is all the time. And you can do so confident that he will answer. For John writes,
And this is confident that we have before him, that if we ask for anything or call into his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, then whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that which have been asked of him. John 5:14. Nothing is too hard for the Lord who made the heaven and the earth and everything that dwell therein. We must pray because God has delivered us that promise. In the morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and the Lord shall hear my voice. We cannot experience the power of prayer because of our perception of our self, preoccupation with the world, and our persistent unbelief. When we obey the command to pray, the character of God provides confidence that he will answer. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But it is written, eyes has not seen, nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen.
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 Thank
the Lord.
Praise
God.
Thank you for that reading, I.T. Carey. Next, we'll have Loretta.
Okay, my reading is from the Upper Room, and the title is Thank You, and you can get the reading out of Philippians 4 and Luke 6. And it goes on to say, I'm grateful that God is much more gracious than we are. God continued to give to us, though we too often forget to return thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. God doesn't need our thanks, but our gratitude pleases God. And when we thank our friends and neighbors, we promote their well-being and ours. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Next, we have Auntie
Dot. Yes, I'm reading from Ephesians 3:13-21. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Therefore, I desire that ye faint not at my tribute for you, which is your glory. For this call bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all faith that is in his breathing and length and deep and heat and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to exceed abundant above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Next, we have Auntie Marie.
Yes. I'll be reading from Psalm 1, Number one, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, and welcome back. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Well, I will go last. I'm coming out of Ephesians 6:18, and pray in the spirit of all on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Amen?
Amen.
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 Loretta?
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley and family, Drell and family, the Lakeland family, the Hurd family, the Cody family, the Williams family, SMA family, the Lowe's family, the Franklin family, the Simmons family, the Ross family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Lenny and family, Charlie and family, the Johnson family, the Peters family, the Browns family, Vanessa and family, Carlos and the Wells family, McClure family, Dwight, Tawana and family, Doretha, the Verna family, the Allen family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Moore family, the Moody family, Brian, Tony, Eric, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that the shed blood of Jesus Christ cover our sick and shut-ins from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Cleanse them from the inside out. Remove everything that is not of you away from them in Jesus' name. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you give our sick and shut-ins the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus. And Father God, we ask that everything in our bodies are chemically balanced, and we ask that you help us with our walk with Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for our sick and shut-ins. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Right. Thank you for that sick and shut-in prayer, Loretta. We're going to go over to our birthdays, and we're going to do last week's birthdays as well as this week. So we're going to start with August the 5th.
Yes.
We're going to start with August the 5th.
The 5th. You can't hear.
We're going to start with
through
August
the 18th.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I have August the 8th, Jazz Slappy. On August the 6th, I have Tamara, that's Tony's daughter. August the 7th, Joseph Simmons. August the 16th, is it the Zaz and Sad stage? Eric, here. We have Frida on August the 17th, or is that the 26th? Yes.
August 17th.
That's all that I have. Anyone have any other ones?
Marilyn is on the 17th as well.
My great grandson John is on the 17th.
Wow. Popular day. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank God.
Yes. Hey, Daniel, would you do us the honor of singing the happy birthday song?
I knew that would come. Well, welcome to another year. Your birthday is really here. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Amen.
Amen.
Happy birthday. Praise God. Oh, Daddy, we just have to give you
bless
credit for it.
All right. Thank you for that, Daniel. Let's move
praise
right along. Let's go to the next part of our program where we can do poems, songs, more Bible verses, or what is that word? Can you think of it, Loretta? Testimonies. Testimonies. Okay, so we'll go ahead and start. We're going to start with, let's see, Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm still in the book of Psalms 34. It's, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and Amma shall fear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all my fear. They looked unto him, and was lightning, and their faces was not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm still in Acts. I'm coming out of Acts 16. And the subject said truth or consequences. Jesus died on the cross at Calvary. This is history. Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for our sin. This is salvation. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas are beaten and cast into prison because of their belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. They preach Jesus, who came not to turn the world upside down, but right side up. Someone once said, one may make his decision, but he cannot choose his consequences. Paul and Silas made their decision to act in faith and preach the gospel.
They were then beaten and in prison. But this is not the real consequences of that action. As a result of their witness, the jailer and all of his house heard the word that they was excited and convicted by the word. Paul and Silas told the jailer to believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household. The jailer and his family believed the word and saved power of God's salvation. Truth or consequence is the choice set before those who would dare to believe. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. John 3:16. Believe in God best, the truth, and glory in the consequences. Faith can split the sky in two. Let the glory of God's salvation come shining through. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
Reading, Mom.
And then
we
have, yes, I'm reading from Ephesians again, chapter 6. Children, honor your parents in the Lord. For
okay.
This is right.
Obey.
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou may live long on the earth. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you for that reading, I see God. Next we'll have Huber.
What is?
Have God in your life. Tell me, what more do you need? When you have God in your life, tell me, what more do you need? Went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. Cause I have God in my life. And there's nothing more that I should need. Stepped in the water was cold. Killed my body, but not my soul. Cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I need.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you for that song, Hubert. Beautiful. All righty. Next we have Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Yeah. Okay, no problem. Loretta.
Okay. Let's see here. I'm coming out of the upper room again. And the title is Help for Heavy Burden. And the reading can be found out of Second Chronicles. Hezekiah's many faithful acts are recorded in the Bible. He learned that in every circumstance that there was his part and there was God's part. Such was the case as he encountered the king of Assyria, whose intent was to capture Jerusalem. King Hezekiah did all he could to prevent an Assyrian victory. He built walls, he made weapons, shields, organized the people, and stopped the flow of the water to the spring from which the enemy drank. Having done his part, Hezekiah called on God to do the rest of what was needed. Occasionally, we need to be reminded that a portion of our life task is ours to do. But we should also remember that there are times when life's burden can become overwhelming when we find we cannot manage life's demands by ourselves. That's when it's time to remember we are not alone. We do our part, of course. But when adversity comes, we turn to the Lord for help. Our faithfulness will be rewarded as God gives us strength, significant for our task, strength beyond our own. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta. Next we have Auntie Janet.
I would like to share from Prayers That Bring Changes by Kimberly Daniels, an excerpt. I release light with my tongue. I prophesy to the darkness and command light to come. I prophesy to the empty and command it to be full. I prophesy to the dead and say, live. I prophesy to that which is oppressed and declare that it shall rise now. I prophesy to the dry places and command them to be overtaken by rivers of living water. I prophesy to that which has been held back, and I put pressure on it to come forth. I command poverty to become prosperity, and I command that which is evil to be made right. I prophesy this in the name of Jesus, and I expect it to come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All righty. Thank you for that, Auntie Janet. And next we have Auntie Carrie.
Okay. I'm still in the worker. Still in Jeremiah, the call to prayer. As long as we are in this life, we will always need to learn about prayer and to pray. There's no graduation from the school of prayer. There's an endless lesson to be learned. One of the greatest invitations to prayer ever given to anyone was spoken to Jeremiah when he was in prison and preaching the truth. God said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. God mercifully spoke unto Jeremiah in the distress with both a command and an invitation. God, take the invitation, call upon me. Jesus said, men are always to pray. Peter said, pray without ceasing. God said to Jeremiah, call upon me. Suppose you meet an important person, he or she, give you a business card. And by calling this person, you will offer a job that will lead to financial security, enough money for your children's education, or you will be able to fulfill your wildest dream. But there's no telephone number on the card. That invitation is useless. But God gave Jeremiah and us a calling card that we can use anytime. Amen.
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 Yeah, thank you for that. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next we have Daniel.
Son of a prayer. I want to tell everybody, though, every day is a birthday, though. Amen.
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 All right. Hey, thank you for that, Dan. Short and sweet.
Praise God.
Okay, I'll go next, and I'm going to attempt to sing a song.
Great.
Amen.
My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
Amen.
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 All righty.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
My hallelujah. Israel and other nations. Father God, let's see, I'm sorry, I've lost my place. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosper, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Have a blessed week.